9, page 91. Exam focus. Listening, part 2.
What's your favorite kind of food? Hot dogs and hamburgers? Or maybe you like Greek food, such as gyros and pizza? Pizza, Greek? Well, believe it or not, pizza was actually invented by the Greeks. The early Greeks turned their bread into a main course by topping it with cheese, oil, onions, garlic, herbs, olives, and vegetables. These early pizzas were flat and round with a rim of crust that people used as a handle. When the Greeks colonized the southern part of Italy, they brought the idea of the edible plate with them. And in 1830, the first pizzeria was opened in Naples. It was the Neapolitans who began putting tomato sauce on pizza. Many credit Raphael Esposito with inventing the tomato and cheese pizza. In 1889, this pizzeria owner baked a special pizza in honor of the Queen of Italy, Margherita Teresa Giovanni. Pizza Margherita had the colors of the Italian flag: red tomatoes, white mozzarella, and green basil leaves. During the late 1800s, many Italians immigrated to the United States. Some started their own bakeries, where they sold groceries and pizza. But it wasn't until 1905 that Gennaro Lombardi opened the first pizzeria in America. By the early 1920s, this thin-crusted Neapolitan pizza was very popular in the northeastern states. 20 years later, deep dish pizza was invented by Ike Sewell and Rick Ricardo in Chicago. Pizza's popularity continued to grow. Finally, during the early 60s, pepperoni sausage-covered pies could be found all over the country. What is America's favorite pizza topping? You guessed it, pepperoni. Last year, Americans ate 4 million pounds of it. Other countries like more exotic toppings. In Japan, favorite toppings include eel and squid. Costa Ricans like coconut on their pizzas. In Russia, people top their pies with red herring, while Australians like seafood and pineapple. If you order a plain cheese pizza, you'll be eating from three major food groups. The crust is from the grain group, the tomato sauce is from the fruit and vegetable group, and the cheese is from the dairy group. Pizza also provides a fair amount of vitamins and calcium. Top it with vegetables such as green peppers, onions, tomatoes, or olives, and it becomes an even more healthful and delicious meal. Pizza has come a long way from its humble beginnings. So far, in fact, that the Naples Pizza Association would like the European Union to set down laws about what you can put on top of a pizza. It doesn't look as if they'll be able to convince many people to limit the topping to cheese and tomato, because pizza has become a global favorite, and we're putting everything on top, from fruit to seaweed. Nowadays, you can order your pizza from your favorite pizzeria, and unlike the ancient Greeks, you'll be eating it in 30 minutes or less.